Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. What do the arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders really mean? Then, a glimpse of the learning curve behind an upcoming gospel video series to reach Buddhists. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, toothless arrest warrants sought by the International Criminal Court caused problems for Israel abroad. Earlier this week, the ICC's top prosecutor accused Israeli and Hamas leaders of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
"It's a moral equivalency issue that's really not fair. Hamas is a terrorist group. They tried to commit genocide. Israel goes in to get Hamas, and now they're accused of war crimes."
Even if ICC judges issue the arrest warrants, Israel's prime minister and defense minister won't face immediate prosecution. However, they could be arrested during travel to an ICC member nation.
There's some nations where that could happen to Israeli leaders, so they need to be careful.
Meanwhile, conditions in Gaza continue to deteriorate. After 6 months of war, believers have little choice but to leave.
They're just tired. Many of the people are saying, "We're finished. We can't live this way anymore." I was just talking with a Christian leader in Gaza, and he said that there were 900 known Christians in Gaza. Now it's down to 700. They expect that it's going to be cut in half at least to 450.
Pray for the war in Gaza to end. You can find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, Iran is cracking down on expressions of joy following President Ebrahim Raisi's death. Raisi rose to the presidency after record low voter turnout and had a hand in the deaths of thousands of political prisoners. Iran-based lawyers say people are being ordered by Iran security agencies to remove online posts celebrating Raisi's death. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says he saw one post on X of an Iranian man handing out sweets in the park.
It was a celebratory thing. Hey, here's some sweets to celebrate. And the person who received the sweets said, "What are you celebrating?" And the answer was, "You know what we're celebrating." So they didn't come out and say, you know, because the president has died, we're celebrating. But that was the clear implication. So I think there are a significant number of people in Iran that are not happy with the current system. They are not happy with the current government.
In Iran, anger with the government system also often means questioning the very religion it's based on.
The government are the mullahs. They are the Islamic leaders. And they say, "We are doing everything according to Islamic principles. We are running our country exactly how the Quran tells us to run a country."
For Iranians seeking truth, pray for encounters with Jesus Christ. And although the gospel of Christ will never change, Christians have to approach different cultures in unique ways. Candace Mackey with TWR Motion, a division of Transworld Radio, says,
"We believe people of all cultures deserve to hear about Jesus in a way they understand. And so we make animated content that's used on social media to engage with people who are spiritually seeking."
In recent years, TWR Motion created a video series presenting the gospel to Muslims. Today, they're partnering with a ministry in Thailand to reach Buddhists. There's been a steep learning curve.
Islam is a little bit closer to what we're used to. There's a lot of bridges to the gospel with Old Testament prophets. Sacrifice is very much something that they understand. But for Buddhist people, it's been really tricky to understand their worldview because it's just so different than ours.
Animism and spirit worship are also themes among the Thai people.
So it's a very different context. And yeah, we've kind of taken a deep dive into this to produce 20 episodes of Bible stories.
Although this gospel series won't be done till 2025, there are ways that you can help bring it to the finish line. Pray for the team's workflow and that Christ's name is made central. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, where it's difficult and dangerous to follow Jesus, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. It's missionnews.org. I'm Ms. Kramer.